China's top economic planner, the National Development and Reform Commission, announced that the country's infrastructure operation network has been basically completed. Meanwhile, China plans to construct an efficient and modern transportation system in order to realize transport service integration.Li Guoyong, an official of the NDRC, says China's transportation infrastructure network has been built over the past several years.
预计到今年底，全国铁路营业里程120,000公里，仅次于美国。
We predict that total railway operating mileage can reach 120,000 kilometers by the end of this year, second to the United States. At the same time, the operating mileage of a high-speed railway will boast 19,000 kilometers, surpassing the combined total of the rest of the world.
In addition, China has also achieved a breakthrough in the reform of the transportation system and paid much attention to the development of the equipment, manufacturing, and personnel training.However, Li admits that China still has a lot of room for improvements on the construction of transportation infrastructure.
通道和网络布局还不够完善。
Our transportation system still has many problems. For instance, the network layout is not perfect. Especially in western China, infrastructure there is lagging behind. The construction of an integrated transport hub is still underway. The NDRC has planned the projects on building major transportation hubs for more than 40 cities, but still the process is slow due to lack of innovation.
To solve the dilemma, Li Guoyong says the economic planner is cooperating with the China Railway Corporation and the Civil Aviation Administration, aiming to create a modern transportation system and promote the modernization of the transportation. For air traffic, China has more than 200 civilian airports as for now. The airports handled nearly 830 million passenger trips by the end of last year.In megacities like Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou, the passenger throughputs rank among the highest in the world. Hu Huaqing, researcher for the China Civil Aviation Science and Technology Research Institute, has affirmed that the number will increase significantly.
By 2020, the per capita ratio of taking plane trips is expected to increase 50%.Which means the passenger output of China's airports will reach up to 1.5 billion people. The number of airports nationwide is going to reach 270 from the current 202.
Due to market demand, Hu Huaqing says China's civil aviation industry will maintain strong momentum and the scope of the service will continue to expand accordingly. Official figures also suggest that the mileage of expressways in China has now reached 120,000 kilometers.Also ranking the top in the world. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.